Central Illinois Congressman Eric Sorensen has been tabbed to help lead a new legislative panel on weather preparedness. Sorensen is a meteorologist who formerly worked as a TV weather forecaster. He says he hopes the new Weather Enterprise Caucus he will co-chair will help lawmakers understand how critical accurate forecasting is at a time when the National Weather Service has faced budget cuts.
We have to make sure, as legislators, that we're leading the way. And we can't just put this on the backs of those at FEMA after a disaster has occurred to come and keep people safe. We've got to do it on the front side of disasters, too.
Sorensen says he was frustrated by the federal government's response after more than 100 people were killed by flooding in Texas last summer. He will co-chair the new Weather Enterprise Caucus with Nebraska Republican Mike Flood. Farmers could struggle if temporary emergency payments from the federal government are cut off. Ad hoc payments to farmers have been part of the farm economy since the first Trump administration, and it's unlikely they'll disappear soon. Still, University of Illinois Extension agricultural economist Gary Schnittke says farmers should start planning for this scenario today.
If that happened, costs would need to adjust down, and that would include cash rents. And again, that's not likely, given the current political environment, but that's sort of the risk that is out there.
The risk is that cash rents, which have been artificially supported by years of federal emergency payments, would remain high, even as total farm revenue drops.